An Englishman came to this country to see what was going on in this land of the free. On hot dogs and chewing gum, he couldn't be sold. Baseball and nylons, they left him cold. But when they showed him refrigerators, he says, "By George, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norwich."
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, electric and gas ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Fine, Red. Well, here we are.
Yeah, I'm as surprised as you are.
Well, what do you mean? I thought we had a good show last week, considering we were all so nervous.
I'm always nervous, especially the night before the broadcast. Last night, I put my pants over the back of a chair.
Oh, I fixed that up.
I quit. I always get nervous, especially the night before the show. Last night, I put my pants in the bed and I hung over the chair.
Well, tell me, what did the sponsor have to say?
He ran right up to me and he says, "Well, Skelton, you've done it again. I'll find a loophole in your contract if it's the last thing I do."
Oh, he was only kidding.
I don't know. He's kind of funny, this guy. When he gets mad, he talks real loud and jumps up and down, you know.
Oh, it doesn't mean a thing. Lots of people do that.
I was underneath at the time. Maybe I shouldn't have suggested shortening the commercials.
Oh, no, you didn't. Well, what did he say to that?
Why are you so surprised? We've been rehearsing this for 3 hours. We'll do it again. Maybe I shouldn't have suggested we shorten the commercials.
Oh, no, you didn't. What did he say to that?
I couldn't understand everything he said. He was just sort of mumbling as the two men took him away.
Say, where did you take the sponsor after the show?
Well, I took him out to see some of the Hollywood sights. Of course, he likes them much younger, you know. I took him over to the Macambo.
Did he like the floor show there?
Yeah, especially the girl that does the dance out there as a basketball player, you know.
Oh, no, that wasn't an interpretation of a basketball player. She was a bubble dancer.
No kidding. No wonder she didn't dribble. Hmm? For a minute, I thought the dance was fixed.
Red, I meant to ask you, you know, when you go to a dinner with such a large group, do you have to pay the check or do you usually go Dutch?
Oh, it's usually... No, I go like an American.
No.
No, it's usually the same old Hollywood story, especially when the check comes. Mm-hmm. They usually say, "Excuse me, I have to make a phone call, will you?" Then when you come back, you're counting your money and the guy says, "Oh, you shouldn't have done it." Either that or the dishes, boy. It's the dishes.
Doesn't anyone ever take the check?
Oh, yeah. This guy, he's got the greatest racket of all. He'll say, "Give me the check, will you? Give me the check. Let me have it, will you?" "Gee, fella, wait a minute." Now, he stands there and he adds it up and he hands it right back. Says, "That's right, go pay it, will you?"
You know, I never realized people were like that.
Yeah, I know one star that drops a nickel in a glass of water so it'll magnify and the waitress will think she's getting a quarter.
So getting off the record, did the sponsor let you pay the check?
Yeah, he says, "Pay the check and we'll split later."
Did you split?
Yeah, as soon as we got outside, we split. He went his way and I went mine.
Here are the Smith Twins singing in the rain.
Pitter-pitter-patter of the rain. Hear the pitter-pitter-patter of the rain. I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for last December seems sunny as spring. Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. A walk down the lane with a happy refrain, and singing, just singing in the rain. Singing in the rain, singing in the rain, singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain.
If you're anything like most folks these days, the next home appliance you want is an automatic washer. Maybe you're shopping around now, comparing brands. Well, don't decide till you've seen the new Norge Timeline Automatic. That's the automatic washer that's breaking sales records all over the country. And when you see it, you'll see why. This new Norge Automatic has what women want, at a lower price than any comparable washer on the market. Washing with Norge is simplicity itself. There's not even a dial to set. You just press the timeline button and Norge automatically fills with hot or warm, aerated water. Washes, rinses, spin dries, even cleans itself out. Norge wave agitation gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than other washers, even wringer types. Norge rinses clothes 5 times in warm water. Spins clothes almost ironing dry with no tangling. Ask your local Norge dealer for a free demonstration of the new Norge Timeline Automatic. Because you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
The Skelton Scrapbook of Satire. Chapter 4. This is the story of Willie Lump Lump, a barber who is trying to improve his shop.
Howdy, Willie. What's cooking?
Nothing. It always smells this way in here.
How's your barbershop doing?
Well, I guess I'll have to wait for the tourist trade. Everybody in this burg's wise to me, you know.
Well, if there's ever a depression and people want to get their throat cut, you'll do a landslide business.
Oh, I don't think so. Not as long as we have the boys in Washington, they're cutthroat in business already, you know.
Willie, maybe you'd get along better if you laid off that stuff.
Now, just a minute. You stop insulting me, boy. I can take care of myself.
Well, then get up off your knees.
I'm on my hands and knees. I thought it was strange that I could touch the floor with my hands without bending over, you know.
Now, I gotta get out of here. Your wife's crossing the street.
Where? Where?
Right there.
Oh, look. Watch out, dear. Watch out. Turn around. There's a car behind you, dear. There's a car behind you. I missed her. Well, what can you expect with all these out-of-town drivers, you know?
Tell me, Willie, what's your wife like?
Everything but me.
Well, howdy, Mrs. Lump Lump.
Howdy, Mr. Fumbleframe. Getting a shave and haircut?
No, not until I check my accident insurance to see if it covers barbershops. Well, guess it'd be gone.
Hello, Willie.
Are you trying to start an argument?
How's business, Willie?
Well, only 2 shaves and 1 haircut and 1 subpoena for a manslaughter charge.
I need some money.
You do? Very well. I shall call the bank and see if they'll give you a job. What did you buy now, and where did you get that fascinator?
Oh, I made it with my own little hands.
You did what?
I made it with my own little hands.
Didn't you use wool? The fascinators, those things that they crochet, you know, and they put around their heads. Oh, boy.
Didn't you have any customers today?
3.
You, 3?
Yeah.
You didn't work on them for nothing.
No, I paid them.
Oh, Willie, open that drawer. Let's see what you have in the register.
Yeah, I'd like to see, too. My, ain't that beautiful? the nicest varnished drawer I've ever seen.
Oh, Willie, what happened? Where's all our money now? Willie, look at me. Both eyes.
I know what you look like. And you yet don't look right to me.
What do I look like?
You look beautiful, gorgeous, and fascinating.
Why, Willie, you never said those sweet things to me before.
Well, that's because I've never seen you standing there like that, with the sun in your hair and that razor in your hand.
Oh, Willie, honestly, for 2 cents I'd go home to Mother.
Oh, gee, sweetheart, I feel like a thief.
You do?
Yeah, I don't have 2 cents.
Willie, you promised me that you would...
Oh, get up! Well, she's a windy old bird, ain't she? Uh-oh, here comes a customer. Here's a customer.
Well, there's somebody ahead of me. I'm after this lady.
No, no. I don't think much of your taste if you are. Well, you're welcome to her.
I'm not a customer. I'm the manicurist.
I'll have a shave once over politely. Nice little shop you have here.
Oh, yes, yes. I got it with my GI loan. I've only been open for 3 years. All I owe the government now is a grudge.
I was in the service.
You were in the service? Mm-hmm. Enlisted man?
No, officer. Oh. Hey, what are you strapping me in for?
Well, I just don't want you getting those dizzy spells when I get you up kind of high. Pump this chair up. I don't want you, what was your rank, sir?
Colonel.
Colonel. I do believe I've hit the jackpot. Do you want a haircut?
Just a shave.
Shave?
Shave.
I do believe I've died and gone to heaven. You want a shave?
Yes, a shave, please.
I was just an enlisted man, sir.
Oh.
Army or Navy?
Army.
Good. Infantry, maybe?
Yes.
Oh, I have hit the deck. You still want me to shave you, sir?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You ought to know better than this, boy. I'm telling you, this boy, well, we've all got to go surely. That's just as well you're getting a shave anyhow. You're getting a little thin on the top. Say, would you like a bottle of old Willie Lump Lump's Hair Restore?
Is it any good?
I use it all the time. With a little ginger ale, of course.
You mean you drink it? Isn't that dangerous?
Not if you don't smoke for an hour afterwards. Oh, it does leave a little carbon on your tonsils, but...
What I want to know is, will it grow hair?
Will it grow hair? This will grow hair on billiard balls.
Really?
Yes. Go over to the pool hall. They've got the hairiest billiard balls you've ever seen. You know, my wife opened a bottle of it with her teeth the other day, and 3 days later, she has a mustache. Because of the mustache, of course, I've seen more hair on bacon, my God. Well, I shall save you, sir.
Yes. Business has been good, huh?
I am my third customer.
Today?
No, just my third customer. You'll have to remove that cigarette. Here's an ashtray, sir.
It's an odd-looking ashtray.
Yeah.
Looks like a nickel-plated ear.
Oh, it is. Willie got that from the second customer he shaved.
Tell me about the first.
We never speak of him anymore. And he don't pop off much either, you know. I'll never forget that guy. I was shaving him, see? Mm-hmm. And he looks down and he says, "Who's that ear on the floor?"
Yeah.
I says, "Put your finger in it. It feels good. It's yours."
Now, Willie. Now, you be more careful.
Yeah.
Would you care for a manicure, mister?
Yes. Say, you look rather attractive.
Well, you look kind of handsome yourself.
There's a couple that need glasses of Eric.
What are you doing tonight, honey?
Oh, nothing. What do you got in mind? Oh, she'll be alone if you're talking to her.
Well, should we go to dinner?
Well, I'd better warn you. I eat like a horse.
And hay is pretty hard to get.
I say, could you rush a little? I'm in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. First, I have to soften your beard here. Here's a nice hot towel. It'll come in handy. Ooh, boy, is that hot! Ooh!
Oh, ooh. Of all the stupid tricks, what was the idea of dropping that hot towel on my face?
Well, you didn't expect me to hold it and burn my hand, did you, sir?
Dave Rose and the orchestra play the Third Man theme. And now for one of those helpful wash day hints from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Here's a time saver for your spring house cleaning. Before washing slipcovers or draperies, baste the pleats in place. Then they'll need very little ironing. In fact, quite often you can shape the slipcovers into place when they're almost dry with no ironing at all.
If you have a Norge Timeline automatic washer, your ironing is always easier because Norge's tangle-free super spin gets the water out without pressing the wrinkles in. And what a snap Norge makes out of doing the family washing. All you have to do is press the timeline button and Norge does the rest from fill to finish. Norge gets clothes cleaner by actual tests. Gives them 5 warm rinses, the overflow type that floats out dirt. Yet Norge uses less water than average. Ask your Norge dealer for a free demonstration of the new Norge Timeline Automatic. Or you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Chapter 25, The Little Boy and the Barber. There comes a time when the kiddies must be taken to the barbershop. And it's really a handful of trouble for the old gent if it happens to be Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior!
Yeah, kiddo?
Have you been in the kitchen? Someone pinched a big hunk out of my newly baked cake.
Well, it deserved to get pinched. It was fresh.
Your jaw.
What?
Have you got the mumps?
No.
Come here. Now, what have you got in your mouth?
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum?
Bubblegum.
Where did you get the money to buy it?
I didn't buy it. I had this for years. I just had it retweeted now and then.
Junior, you haven't had it for years. Now, where did you get it?
Well, the little boy next door, he gave it to me.
That little ruffian?
Yeah, that little ruffian.
Well, that's the first nice thing he's ever done.
It wasn't so nice, so after all, he was through with it, you know. Hey, watch what a bubble it makes. This stuff, boy, has really got body to it, you know.
Stop that. Oh, goodness.
Boy, ain't that a dandy, huh?
Oh, that's big enough. Oh, yeah. Junior, it's bigger than your head.
You better step back. This may be a little sloppy, you know.
No! I blew off my head! I blew off my head!
Blow your head off.
And how come I can't see?
You have gum all over your face.
Well, get it off. Get it off. Goodness me. I don't want people to think I'm stuck up, you know.
Junior, honestly, little by little, I hear the booby hatch calling my name.
Did you make a reservation?
Now, look, it's all in your hair. Go get the hairbrush.
What for?
To see if I can brush it out.
I'll go get the comb. It'd be a sucker to put a whipping like that in her hand. I'll go get it.
It's no use. I'll have to take you to the barber and let him cut it out.
Be careful crossing the street there, Mummy. A car might hit you.
How nice. Yes. Are you worried about your mummy?
Yes, I is, especially when you're holding on my hand so tight. I don't like barbershops. I wish I had hair like Poppy.
Why?
Well, then you could take my hair to the barbershop, and then I wouldn't have to go alone.
Now, Junior, listen to me. Before we go into the barbershop, I want you to promise to act like a little gentleman.
I'll act like a little gentleman. Bela Lugosi.
When you're sitting in the chair, now don't move around. You might get cut.
I don't care if he cuts me. It might work out just right, you know. I'll fix it so I'll never get another haircut, see? I'll wait until he's ready to clip, and then when he opens up his scissors, I'll go boo, and he'll cut me head off, and it'll roll down. Oh, no, no, no. I scared me down.
Don't cry. He won't hurt you.
Well, I'm sorry. I've already sent the thought out. Now, it will happen, you know.
Oh, no, it won't. You said it before you realized.
Yeah, not before I realized.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, don't cry, and I'll buy you a soda.
A large one with chocolate?
Yes.
With chocolate ice cream?
Yes.
With chocolate syrup?
Yes.
And lemon? Yes.
Why a lemon?
Well, it'll kill the taste of all that chocolate.
All right, now, come on. Let's go into this barbershop.
Hello. I'll be about a half hour.
We'll wait.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Now, Junior, sit down and don't disturb the barber. You'll make him cut the man he's shaving.
And you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You know me very well, do you? I think I'll look around the shop here.
You're going to sit down.
Who says I will?
May I borrow your razor strop?
I says I will.
I'll stay right there.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to the butcher shop.
The butcher shop?
Yes.
Tell me, what bank did Pop rob?
Junior.
I did a little, cat and a fiddle, and the cow jumped over the moon, and butter went sky high.
That's enough of that. I'll be right back.
Well, here we are, all alone. Yes, you and me and that man asleep in the chair.
Yes, but I can wake him up quick, especially if I need help.
Oh.
What did you have in mind? Now go sit down, like your grandmother said.
She's not my grandmother. My grandmother's going hunting.
What's she hunting?
The stork that brought me. Hey, when you clip my hair, are you going to clip me head off?
No, I like good little boys.
Well, looks like here goes me head.
No, you don't have a little boy just like you.
What reform school? Hey, what are you doing to that man?
I'm shaving him. Do you want to shave?
Oh, no, no, I guess not. Me 5 o'clock shadow is more like a 1 o'clock fuzz. Boy, you must give a lot of whippings around here. Look at all them hairbrushes.
Oh, those are for brushing the hair.
There he is?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my mummy sure got something mixed up here, boy. Everything's upside down with that kid.
You get whipped much with a hairbrush?
Do I? I am the only kid in our neighborhood who rides his tricycle side saddle.
Look, go sit down, son. You're making me nervous. Sit down and I'll give you a penny for a lollipop.
Well, give me a nickel for an all-day sucker.
All right, here you are. Incidentally, exactly what is an all-day sucker?
You are.
Oh, the phone.
I'll answer it, I'll answer
it. No, it might be my wife.
Oh, your wife? Oh, poor girl. Maybe something wrong.
Hello?
Oh?
Oh, no.
Something serious?
Oh, no.
Oh, poor man.
Well, how'd I do in the second race? Wait till I close the door.
Well, goodness. Anything to keep me waiting. I think I'll finish shaving this guy so I can get out of here. The barber might appreciate my thoughtfulness. And then again, he might get mad. And then again, I don't know why I'm wasting my time arguing with myself. I'm going to do this anyhow. I'll just stand up here and heat this straw hat so I can reach him. Well, we all got to go to another. Now, I can't reach that razor over there, so I guess I'll have to shave him with these scissors. Well, I will see if it's sharp enough. Ooh, not bad, not bad. Well, maybe I should have thought before I cut the leg off his pants. I guess maybe I better match it up. At least he won't look so silly. He can always pass himself off as a scoutmaster. Yeah. Now, that looks better. Now I'll crawl up on his chest. Gee, this guy must have been eating an awful lot of feathers. He's so soft. Oh, there's the kind of haircut I'd like to have, boy. Look at that. High on the side with a hole in the middle. Look at them big eyebrows. How sings at the mine? What do you hear from Ohio? Besides Taft. Oh, well, here it goes. I think I'm going against the grain here. Oh, boy, he's going to look like a billiard ball with eyes, this guy. Well, now you look a little more friendlier there.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, how'd your wife run in the third race?
Get down off my customer.
Well, he may be your customer, but he's my creation, boy. Here, let go of me. You're breaking my rib.
Hey, what's going on here?
Here, Natale.
Stop kicking me.
Well, get your face out of my feet, will you? Don't put me down.
Look, I came in here to get whiskers shaved off, not kicked off.
Oh, what's going on in here? I knew it.
Madam, you should attend to that portable monster.
Oh, go grow some eyebrows.
He cut them off.
Oh, you tattletale.
Junior, you didn't. Just wait till I get you home.
Oh, no.
You should whip him now.
You stay out of this. He knows how to raise kids.
Where's my hat? I'm getting...
There.
Great Scott. Look at my straw hat.
Well, I think crushed straws are very nice.
If I can find a cheap lawyer, I'll sue.
Well, please, mister, it's not my fault.
Come on, Junior.
And what about my haircut? What about the chewing gum in my head? My hair is standing on end.
And you will be, too, for the next week. Because I'm going to whip you till you can't sit down.
Oh, no.
Next.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, gas, and electric ranges, water heaters, home freezers, and refrigerators, everything Norge makes right. Visit your local Norge dealer to see the new Timeline automatic washer this week while it's being featured. Ask for a free demonstration. See how Norge's new wave agitation works, how it gets clothes really clean. See those five warm rinses and how clothes come out of the Norge super spin untangled and almost dry enough to iron. Then look at the price tag. When you see how much less this new Norge costs than any comparable washer, you'll see why Norge is having a hard time keeping up with the orders. It'll pay you to see the Norge Timeline automatic washer soon. And now until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.